RadioMD. RadioMD.com.
He's your radio friend with lots and lots of good health information and advice. It's the Power of Health with Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
You know, Natasha, a lot of people are understanding what you're trying to bring to them is this information. And obviously, most of us today have a tendency to be very overwhelmed because, and this is just my personal feeling, we're frustrated and we get desperate and we get irritable. And these things happen to us because, you know we should be making changes and we know we should be doing this, but then we jump on everything that's preying on our desperation and it doesn't work. And then we're farther behind than when we started. So one is taking responsibility for our health. Number two is doing something with some information behind it and making wiser, healthier decisions. But the thing is, the one size fits all, and seems to be my mantra of the day, does not fit for everybody. And we have to realize that our differences are the things that cause us to possibly follow a different path. What do you think?
Absolutely, Jeff. I think that we have to get serious. I think there's a problem in our industry because we're trying to sell magic solutions by selling people dietary supplements, whether it's to improve their microbial gut, to lose weight, to build muscle. And it's not really giving anybody a holistic approach to changing their life and making their life and health better. And that's my bottom line. And that's why I've tried today to bring this together to you to tell you that, you know, specific dietary habits that, contain the glucose response on an individual basis is so important. A customized probiotic supplementation program, not based on price or whatever sounds good or that's got this, you know, multiple strain, but selecting bacteria that can influence the health of the microbiome, which now is becoming a big topic among every leading scientist across the world. That the composition of that bacteria in your gut influences every state of your health, including your mental health. And that if you've been struggling with weight loss, taking some, you know, magic product, even if they promise a probiotic product, is not going to lead to success. It's only going to lead to frustration. And in that aspect, I just want to give you a good example of why each individual has to come up with their own individualized program, because I think most of our listeners are familiar with the television show called The Biggest Loser. And it's really, you know, a reality show that's supposed to provide, and I use the word supposed to provide, viewers with an inspiration and motivation to lose weight. But the dramatic weight loss is it really based on good nutritional science? And I think not. You know, my personal opinion after I've studied this, and there is reports, on these contestants and what's happened to them in their life. And so at the beginning of each season, you have 16 contestants that weigh in, literally, that are put on a scale and weight. And the contestant who loses the least weight each week leaves the show. Whoever loses the most weight at the end of the season wins a cash prize and supposedly a beautiful new body. Well, that's not the case. You know, when you get to the final episode, it's extremely difficult. It requires what I think is unhealthy calorie restriction, because we've seen numerous dietary, plans fail, where they give you controlled calorie, controlled meals that you eat, and then the minute you stop following this regimen, you gain all the weight that you've lost and even more so. So, you know, one of these contestants on the, you know, Biggest Loser show claimed she consumed as few as 1,000 to 1,200 calories and exercised between 5 and 8 hours each day.
Wow.
Now, is this crazy or not?
It's crazy.
And then the TV show gave scientists an opportunity to understand the effects of this so-called crash dieting. So the researchers followed up with the 14 contestants 6 years after they appeared in the show, and you're going to be shocked by these results, guys. It's unbelievable. So what did the researchers find when they measured the ex-participants was something called the resting metabolism rate, which is an RMR. Just remember resting metabolism rate, which is the number of calories their body burns while it rests. And somebody with a high resting metabolism rate burns more calories at rest compared with a person with a low resting metabolic rate, who burns very few calories. So what happened to these people who went on these very restricted low-calorie diet and exercised like crazy 4 or 5 hours a day? So in the study, the biggest losers had normal resting metabolic rates for their corresponding sizes at the beginning of the season. So each was burning the right number of calories for somebody their size. By the end of the season, though their resting metabolic rate had slowed. So why is this becoming what we call that, you know, desperate yo-yo syndrome that all of us who have lost weight now seem to regain it? So, you know, somehow the scientists weren't surprised as they knew crash diets could slow down metabolism, but they were stunned what they learned. So what did these scientists learn? The researchers were floored to discover that 6 years after their season ended, the contestants' metabolism never recovered. In fact, their metabolism rates had slowed down even more. So all the contestants in the study had gained back most of the weight they lost during the show. And a few gained more after the show than before it. So can you believe these poor people and their frustration? So the scientists who were examining these people were startled when they tested the participants' resting metabolic rate and found that the contestants who lost the most weight during the competition had the lowest resting metabolic rate. Is that crazy?
Wow, that's so interesting.
And one of the biggest losers, Danny Cahill, had slowed to the point where he could only eat about the same number of calories as does a woman half his size, or he risks gaining weight. So what do you do when you do something like that? When you drastically reduce the caloric intake, you lower your resting metabolic rate, and then you're doomed to consume so few calories. Otherwise, your body, who's now perceived that you've starved it, and now has to, you know, and it's probably changed the microbial content in the body. That's what these scientists don't talk about. But when you go on these drastic diets, it also changes the diversity of your microbiota, and that sets up what I call a desperate cycle where the body now is trying to protect itself because it fears starvation.
Fear of famine.
Yes, fear of famine.
Well, I intervene for a second here. This is a huge information for the people out there that have gone on starvation diets and they've gone off of them. They threw away all their fat clothes and they lost a ton of weight and they tried to ease back into their life. And they found out that eating just a little bit more than they did on the diet, they were packing the pounds on so fast that they end up having to almost live a starvation lifestyle, which isn't going to do anything for the health of your body. Oh, this is terrible. I wonder, do you get a chance to reset this again? Is it possible?
Oh, yeah, but it's much harder.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, and you know, this is where people who say that they've, you know, been on this yo-yo all their life, and I, as a former athlete, can tell you it's happened to me because I used to exercise a lot, and then when I started sitting behind the desk, boy, the problem started. No matter how little I ate, the body wanted to, you know, pack on the weight. So all of us, you know, fight this battle, and that's why I think we're all in this all together, and we're all trying to help each other find the right, you know, regimen for losing weight, for keeping a healthy microbiota, and for keeping that glycemic index and controlling that glucose level, I think not only for weight loss, but for overall health, including mental health.
You know, the idea of personalizing the diet and personalizing the exercise, if that was taken into consideration on that same show and trying not to fit everybody into the same box and they did a different diet for every person on their genetic makeup and their genetic composition,
right,
it would make things a lot more even, a lot more fair, and down the road, it would make things a lot healthier.
Yeah, because, you know, science shows unequivocally, and I've been talking about this for 30 years, that the beneficial microbes can also determine whether you are fat or thin by influencing how your body absorbs, stores, and expends energy, whether your body is being fueled by the food or it's being just fed by the food.
Interesting.
You see, and the And that also, and you say to yourself, well, how is that related to chronic fatigue? Well, the chronic fatigue means that your body is unable to fuel itself. It has nothing to do with weight gain, but the same mechanism is in play here. And it's causing inflammation because the immune system is going crazy. And you don't have enough conversion of food into energy to make you function normally. And that's my connection for all of you. That the connection is that you've got to keep that, you know, ecosystem in your gut healthy. And you can't keep it healthy by throwing in stuff that you don't know what you're throwing in. You have to select specific bacteria for the small intestine, for the large intestine, for the transient flora. You have to have a customized probiotic supplementation program. You have to have a customized diet that works for you, that, you know, gives you the healthy benefits that you need to function on a daily basis. And you can't go on an exercise program where you go crazy and exercise 4 to 8 hours a day. That is totally crazy. And then hope to be normal after you stop doing that. And then your body now has reset its metabolic rate. And you've got a bigger fight on your hand than you when you started.
You know, the interesting thing is we as humans have taken the word diet and made it always a temporary situation. I'm going on a diet, which means I'm temporarily going to be altering, changing, cutting back, or doing differently the food that I'm consuming. Rarely do people say, I'm changing my lifestyle, and I'm changing the health of the food that I'm consuming, and I'm making a life change on something that is going to be personalized toward me. Because we have learned how to temporarily do everything. We want a quick fix, a symptomatic fix, and we want a temporary diet, but we want long-term results.
Exactly. And that's where I'm talking about the accountability and that everybody needs to grow up. You know, that we have to stop thinking that you have this very complex system and what I call the miracle, the human body. And then you're thinking that you're going to get a quick fix by swallowing a pill to control a certain symptom that's manifesting when it's all, you know, related to your diet, your transit time, to the diversity of the microbiota in your gut, and, you know, the amount of exercise you engage every day. It's really that simple or that complex, whichever way you want to do it. And just because you're thin now when you're younger and you're living, you know, you're eating two meals a day, but you're at the fast food place consuming what I call empty calories, believe me, when you hit a certain age, it's going to hit you so hard, and then all of a sudden now you've got a problem. You've got, you know, parameters that are measured in your body that doesn't indicate that you're healthy. And then all of a sudden the light bulb goes off, and then you run to the doctor, and he gives you a pill to control your glucose. Then he gives you a pill to control your blood pressure. Then he gives you another pill for something else. And now you've got a big problem. So the point is that we start from the moment we're born, that our parents have to be educated, that the children have to be educated, and, you know, a proper nutrition is something that we have to devise for individuals. And I always tell people, look at your ancestry and what diet was consumed by your ancestor that made them healthy, and perhaps that's a genetic clue to what you should be investigating. It's not a 100%, you know, sure fit, but it's a good indication where you need to start.
You know, I look at the gastric weight loss surgeries that are going on today, and I have had some people that have been very successful with this, and they've committed mentally, physically, emotionally. And then I see a whole bunch of people that have decided to do this thinking it was a shortcut and a quick fix, and those habits are so deeply rooted that they go back and they stretch out their stomachs and they gain all their weight back plus more weight because they never should have had it in the first place because they weren't emotionally and they weren't in the game, if you will, because those bad habits were so deeply rooted. It is something that we have to remember that change is tough. And it doesn't matter how intelligent of a person you are and how religious you are about wanting the change. It is still going to be a journey, but you have to be ready. But you need the tools to get the job done.
I think one indicator of that, of the gastric bypass surgery that didn't work, is the Carrie Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
You know, poor woman, you know, she had psychological issues and that definitely didn't help her. So, but that's what I'm saying. Again, it's not, you know, we're looking for, I think gastric bypass should be the last resort, not the first resort.
True.
You know, and so I just want to reiterate, because I think we're running short of time, that definitely hundreds and thousands of studies show that the lack of diversity of the microbes or bacteria in your gut goes hand in hand with obesity, type 2 diabetes, and other digestive conditions. So what has my belief been for the last, 45 or 50 years that I've been in this industry, and what I've been taught by the greats in this industry, that the best way of maintaining a well-balanced and diverse digestive system is by eating a nutritionally balanced diet, exercising regularly, and supplementing with a daily probiotic regimen that can be customized for you and, made for your diversity of your microbiota. So that's what I think will lead you to weight loss, to health. We're not selling a weight loss program. I'm not selling, a quick fix program. I'm telling you a program that can change your life and something that can follow for the rest of your life, because now not just good science, but massive science is supporting what I'm telling you, that the natural mechanisms for maintaining good health is found through digestive health. It's not just the health of your body, it's the health of your brain. We know that more chemicals are produced in the gut that affect your anxiety levels, your depression, your ability to think. And you have to ask yourself, how is the explosion of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's related to what's going in our gut? And there's plenty of science now that shows that our diet definitely is a source of these, brain issues coming up and really devastating people's lives.
You know, if we're not feeding our body and we're not digesting the food that we're consuming and we're not using quality foods and we're not able to break down and digest and assimilate and move the nutrients around the body because of our circulatory system or our digestive system or our inactivity or the chemicals that are in our food, and we can't replenish and rebuild and rejuvenate and relubricate our body, we're going to be breaking down in all of these areas that people are dealing with every single day with their doctor. And it's just going to continue to get out of control. The old adage of most of these being in a geriatric situation for people and only affecting the elderly, that's no longer an issue. It's across the board, young people with old age, one-time geriatric health problems. And like you just mentioned, sometimes there's one, it's going to lead to another, it's going to lead to another. And it's going to happen because we're just unhealthy from the gut.
Right. So, these crash diets, I go again, are not, or maybe interesting for television or, to stimulate you to, but it's not a solid nutritional science. It's not solid at all. And how is the, 9-year-old type 2 diabetes related to crash dieting? It's all interrelated. The fact that the child has the diabetes at age 9, which is unheard of 40 years ago, is a huge problem in our society. And we have to stop looking for these quick fixes and even buying dietary supplements or, so-called health food products, because those simple applications to a very complex system like your GI tract and the right consumption of the probiotics, the right exercise program for you, is what we need to be targeting, not listening to television shows that impose drastic cut in calories for all dieters, regardless of their individual resting metabolic rate and their weight history. All of that has got to stop if we're really going to empower our nation to get back to health.
We have to remember that quick fixes, they're not the way. And we have to use our brains. We have to use both brains, our gut brain and the brain in our craniums, and start putting them to the test, absorbing the information, asking questions, and making sure that we're heading on the right track. Remember the healthy trinity. Natasha talks about it all the time. Great diet, amazing probiotics, and an exercise that works for you. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke. This is The Power of Health on Radio MD. For more information on this and all my segments, visit my show page at radiomd.com. Thank you for tuning in. Be well.